Speaking on this program is Mark Lance.
Forgiveness. Ultimately, when you talk about forgiveness, you have to look back to Christ, the sacrifice that God sent in His Son, Jesus, to die on the cross. That's where we reach our forgiveness, through the blood of Christ. In Colossians chapter 1, verses 13 and 14, giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness, and hath translated us into the kingdom of His dear Son, in whom we have redemption through His blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Maybe this subject's not something we think enough about often enough. We've heard it twice in our prayers tonight. We have to really have to think when we're praying what we're praying about and ask forgiveness, we need to think of what it consists of. Two terms in the Bible either equal or mean the same as forgiveness. One would be the term remission of sins, as in Acts 2 verse 38, where Peter told the people on the day the church was established to repent and be baptized for remission of sins. That would equal forgiveness. As when we obey the gospel, forgiveness is involved. Of course, when we're a person restored, would be involved as well. Another term meaning the same thing would be called a blotting out, would also equal forgiveness. In Acts chapter 3, verse 19, repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come for the presence of the Lord. So there's two more terms that equal the same thing as forgiveness. I want to look at God's forgiveness now, then just a little bit I want to look at man's forgiveness. When we think of God's forgiveness, I guess ultimately the first thing that comes to mind is the plan of salvation, the initial steps of obeying the gospel and becoming a Christian through hearing the word and believing and repenting and confessing and being baptized. Of course, when we repent and then we're baptized to become a Christian, we reach the blood of Christ and obtain that forgiveness. And also in being restored, and I'll look at this a little bit more direct in a minute, but briefly covering it, be through repentance, confession, and prayer at that time if you're a Christian, to be restored and obtain God's forgiveness. But God's forgiveness is conditional. It's conditional on different various things. In Matthew chapter 6, verses 14 and 15, God's forgiveness is conditional upon us being forgiven toward others. This is one of the main things that I want to look at that made me want to bring this lesson tonight. Actually, I had planned on bringing this at the Towers, and maybe when I got a chance, I could bring it here. But this, I guess I get to try it here and bring it at the Towers. But in Matthew chapter 6, verses 14 and 15, Jesus said, "For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you." But he goes on to say in verse 15, "But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses." God's forgiveness for ourselves is conditional upon us being forgiven toward others. If we're not willing to forgive, we have no right to ask God to forgive us, even as we've done tonight. Your prayer is in vain to do such. And thinking, even this morning when Brother McPeak brought the lesson on judgment, how would you like to stand in judgment, being the top person that was unwilling to forgive others? Of course, it would be too late to change at that time. God's forgiveness is also conditional upon our repentance. Luke 13:3, Jesus said, "Except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish." 1 John chapter 1, verses 6 through 10, John said, "If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin." Of course, that involves forgiveness, being cleansed from sin. "If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us." We can see from this passage that faithfulness is involved in forgiveness. And also in the passage, it covered confession, confessing those sins, being willing to confess your sins. Some people have a lot of trouble doing that, it seems. When we start examining ourselves, it's easy to say, yeah, we all mess up. I do too. But some people couldn't get specific if they had to. Now I want to look at different area. I want to look at man's forgiveness toward one another. Just covered back up in Matthew chapter 6, verses 14 and 15, about being forgiven toward others in order to obtain our own forgiveness from God. We discussed in the annex class this morning about forgiving but not forgetting. And, of course, the point was brought up, and it's a true point. We can forgive, but truly we can't forget because of the memories that we have. But I think really what people usually mean when they say that is what they're really doing is going back to, did you truly forgive to start with? I think that's what it amounts to. And, of course, using the old saying of burying the hatchet but leaving the handle stuck up, that, I guess, would be especially involved with husband and wife, can be involved with friends, and a lot of things. But we truly need to be a forgiven people. Now think of this. It's important because we're going to stand before God someday and be judged the way we looked at others as well. Have you ever seen a case where someone comes forward, such as this morning, trying to make things right in their life? You know, they've done things wrong. They don't deny that, but they're trying to repent. And sometimes you have brothers or sisters that really don't want you to act like they let you repent. They want to keep that always against you. You know, I've done wrong, but now I'm trying to turn for that. I'm trying to do right. But it seems like sometimes we even hold it continually against one another. We are to let those things go, help one another in those situations. In closing this, I want to look at Ephesians chapter 4. I think this passage is a good one for self-examination. Ephesians 4, verse 31 and 32. Apostle Paul said, "Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another." And I think here's the key why. "Even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you." You want to be forgiven? I do. I've made mistakes. I've had to say I was wrong before. I'd like for God to forgive me too. We have to be willing to forgive others. I was going to look further at Luke 15th chapter and read through that. I'm just going to go through it just a little bit. I won't read the whole thing since time's almost gone. But that's the story of the prodigal son. Remember, the son, he wanted his inheritance now. He wasted that inheritance. But what happened when he came home? When he turned from his evil, from his sin, come back home to his father, the father was waiting for him with open arms. For the Christian, if you've been unfaithful, God's our father. If you're willing to turn from your sins, he'll be waiting for you with open arms too. Those that are not Christians, we encourage you to become Christians. Ask you the question, what will you gain if you wait one more day? What do you chance to lose if you wait one more day? If you're not a Christian, if you believe in Jesus as the Christ, the Son of God, if you're willing to repent of those sins, confess Christ as the Son of God, and be baptized in water for the forgiveness of sins, you can be a Christian. If you are a Christian, but you strayed away, and you know it and God knows it, if it's public, it needs to be repented of the same way, through repentance, confession, and prayer.